In this introduction, we explore how phishing has grown from crude email scams into advanced browser-based misdirections. Early schemes use fraudulent messages to harvest passwords, while modern attacks create fake browser windows inside genuine sites to steal user credentials. This evolution shows how attackers refine their methods over time, exploiting trust in familiar interfaces and underscoring the need for vigilant security practices. Browser-in-the-browser phishing is an attack in which criminals create a simulated browser window within a genuine website. This false window mimics real authentication dialogues, from the address bar to security icons, convincing users to input their usernames, passwords, and multi-factor codes directly into the fake overlay. Because it appears part of the legitimate page, users are less likely to detect the deception. This refined social engineering tactic exploits trust in familiar browsing elements to steal credentials. Attackers embed a controlled content container into a legitimate page via malicious script. That container is styled to replicate every detail of a browser window, address bar, security icons, navigation controls, and is layered over genuine page elements. When a user enters their login credentials or multi-factor code, those keystrokes are captured by the fake overlay. The attacker then relays the captured data to the real authentication server in real time, granting unauthorized access without triggering browser warnings or network alerts. Browser-in-the-browser phishing works so well because it hijacks our basic trust in familiar web interfaces. By rendering a perfectly styled, interactive window inside a genuine site, attackers bypass browser warnings and network defenses. Users readily enter usernames, passwords, and multi-factor authentication codes into the fake overlay, unaware that every keystroke is being sent to the criminal rather than the real service. This approach can lead to immediate account takeover, stolen personal or financial data, and long-term damage to both individual users and the reputation of affected organizations. To detect and block these scams, security teams should monitor for unauthorized browser-like overlays and restrict page scripts to a safe list. Apply strict rules on content sources, keep browsers and extensions up to date, and implement authentication methods that operate outside of the web page, such as dedicated applications or hardware security keys. Pair these technical controls with regular user training and simulated phishing exercises to build a more vigilant workforce.